Before I get started with this week's episode, I just want to be clear that I want you all to know I am not an influencer, ambassador, nor am I paid by any of the companies that I'm going to speak about today. I'm simply sharing what my family personally uses at home, and my intention is to simply bring awareness to the topic and offer some options that are available. Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Live Your Raw Life podcast. Welcome to the platform where the intention is to help you live your rich, authentically aligned, wholesome life. I'm your host, Rachel Ann Watkins. Together, let's raise our vibrations and awareness in order for you to live the raw life that was meant for you. Right now, I am sitting on my bedroom floor, just kind of relaxing and having a slow day. The boys and I are getting closer to heading out and being reunited with Isaac. We've been super busy here during our time on the Front Range, but we are all super anxious to be together again. It has become extremely clear that we need to create a reality that allows us to be together full time. I'm super excited for what that might look like, and I know I am open as well as Isaac to what the universe might have in store for us. So hopefully some exciting things coming there. This week, we are going to be discussing stretching and home massagers. I love, 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 love to work out, but I often don't take the time to stretch after my workouts. Typically, what happens is I try to maximize my workout time, and then that often means that I don't leave enough time at the end to stretch. So what it kind of looks like for me is I will get my workout in. I'm constantly moving throughout the day. I'm definitely a mover and a shaker. And then I will do a little yoga. If I can catch a yoga class, of course I do that, or I'll do a little yoga at home. But I usually end my day with some sort of self-massage, and we have various tools in which I'm going to talk about today that I use for that. Now, I know that stretching is super important. Aside from it relieving tension after workouts, I know that it aids in flexibility, it helps prevent injury, it increases range of motion, it helps break up the fascia that is in our body, and improves posture. I teach my middle schoolers this every single year throughout the semesters. And I know these are only a few benefits, but I just, for whatever reason, I just don't take the time to do it. And I shouldn't say not every day. There are some days, but for the most part, I don't. And I definitely see the negative implications that that has. Now, I briefly want to mention fascia. So breaking up the fascia is one of the benefits of stretching. And I really want to talk a little bit more about that. I learned in great detail during my yoga teacher training what fascia is, why it's important to break it up, and then what happens if we don't. My beautiful teacher, Karin, from Return Yoga, wrote about this in our material, and it really explains it quite beautifully. She writes, "Pantyhose, dipped in honey, frozen. Fascia is the biological fabric that holds us together. You are about 70 trillion cells, all humming in relative harmony. Fascia is the 3D spider web of fibrous, gluey, and wet proteins that hold them all together in their proper placement. How fascia works as a whole, our biomechanical regulatory system, is highly complex and understudied. Understanding fascia is essential to the dance between stability and movement, crucial in high performance, central in recovery from injury and disability, and ever present in our daily life from our embryological beginnings to the last breath we take. Now, in our training, she went a little bit more in depth about explaining that when our body is at rest, so whether we're sleeping or if we're sedentary at home or if we're sitting, maybe we have a desk job and sitting for long periods of time, if you are someone who travels for work or you just travel in general, what happens is the fascia begins to harden. And then when we move, that fascia begins to loosen up. Now, not everyone every day takes the time to move every single part of their body. Therefore, doing things like stretching, yoga, or other deep tissue work is essential for keeping the fascia loose and limber. To bring some more context to this, I want you to think about how you feel in the morning. Most people, when they wake up, they feel a little stiff and they have to slowly begin their day and wake their body up. And sometimes when you do that, you know, you wake up and you take a big stretch, oftentimes you're going to hear like creaks and cracks. And a lot of times those creaks that you're hearing are the fascia, the muscular system, as well as the skeletal system starting to come back online for your day. And it's because of this that the most ideal time for yoga is in the morning. Now, maybe yoga is not your thing, and I respect that. I get it. It's not for everyone. I would highly then recommend investing a little bit into some self-massagers. They can offer many benefits and are able to get deep into the muscle tissues, breaking up the fibers and fascia that is interwoven among them. As a side note, if you're working through anything that may be negatively impacted by massages, be sure that you consult your doctor before you try any of the following. Some examples of different ailments that maybe you should be aware of in regards to like being mindful, maybe you shouldn't be working with massagers or getting a massage, are if you have bleeding disorders or if you're taking blood thinning medication, if you have any burns or healing wounds, maybe if you're dealing with some fractures or severe osteoporosis. If you're dealing with any of these things, for sure consult your doctor before you get into any massage work or stretches. Now, I feel like everyone at some point or another could use a massage. They feel good. The aches and the muscle soreness that come from maybe long runs or hard workouts or perhaps sitting for too long, maybe at work or in your car, is just really something that, you know, that pain that can come from that, anybody would want to get rid of it. And so massages are a great way to alleviate some of that pain. However, getting a massage can come with a price tag, and that may extend beyond your budget. So thanks to some self-massage tools such as foam rollers, tennis balls, and other versatile options like the Back Buddy or the R8, finding relief can be easier than ever. These tools can offer an array of health benefits and can be done from the comfort of your own home on your timeline, which I love. I'm typically late for almost any and everything that we do. So when I'm, you know, confined to a schedule, I, you know, have that always like, oh gosh, you know, I have to make sure I get there on time. And if I'm late, either they're going to cancel my appointment or my massage is going to be cut by 10 minutes and I'm still paying full price, yada, yada, yada. So that is one thing that I really love is when the day is done and I'm ready, I can just use some of our massaging tools and I can work out some of the tight muscles that I've acquired throughout the day. Many of the benefits of using massagers include they increase your blood flow, they increase your range of motion, improve muscle relaxation, they ease tension and pain due to tight muscles, improves flexibility, improves digestive disorders, stimulates the lymphatic system, which is directly linked to your immune system, which I talked about last week, eases headaches, aids in decreasing stress and anxiety due to the release of endorphins. And those endorphins, again, are those chemicals that are released in your brain that feel good hormone. offers relief from muscle aches and sprains, enhances post-operative rehabilitation. They are convenient and very cost-effective. Now, I'm going to provide you with a list of massagers that we use. And it was funny, as I was thinking about this, I was kind of like looking around our house and I was like, oh my gosh, we have so many massage tools in our house. But the reality is we use them. We use them all. Some we use more than others, but they're just really nice and super handy to just have within reach. So what I also love most about most of our massaging tools is that they are super travel friendly, and even our camper Willie has a has the perfect spot for most of them, and they offer us instant relief. So the first one that I want to talk about is what I call my blue balls. And you can use a tennis ball in place of the blue balls, but I prefer the blue balls, and a friend of mine actually introduced these to me. You can often find these online called double lacrosse balls. They are a little bit firmer than a tennis ball, and they offer pain relief in very specific areas. They're super easy to use. They're fairly inexpensive, and I often use these for the tightness in my neck, upper shoulders, and on my back. That's where I carry my stress. I carry my stress on my shoulders and on my back, and so at the end of the day, I can feel the stress that I've been gathering throughout, you know, the various events of the day, and these really do the trick. And so I just lay it on the ground. I lay and can roll back and forth on them, and they just offer instant relief. It's awesome. Like I said, they're fairly inexpensive. They run about $10 to $15 and super easy to travel with. Like, you can throw them in your gym bag. You can, if you're going away on vacation, they hardly take up any room. In fact, I often have like this little carry bag. It's just like a little reusable grocery bag that's small, and you know, I'll put my water bottle in there, my adventure clutch in there, and then I just throw my blue balls in there too. You might be able to find at a local yoga studio in your community that offers a class that uses these. I know in the community that I live, there's a number of yoga studios that have classes that uses the blue balls, and they call it something like a fascia breakdown class. And so it really helps, you know, reach that fascia that you maybe wouldn't otherwise be able to kind of bust up throughout your day. So that's the first thing that we have. The second massage tool that we use is called the hook. Online, I've noticed that it's also called the back buddy. And what I like about this is I can really hit those hard to reach places in my back that I can't, you know, either get with my own hands, or, you know, Isaac hasn't been home, so I haven't been able to say, hey, Isaac, can you just massage my back a little bit? So I can grab the hook. It goes right over the front of my shoulder, and then it has various places where I can put my hand to apply the amount of pressure that I want. It has, I think it has like six different knobs on it. And so you can put it on your back. I use it on my feet, like on the arches of my feet. And I can really kind of dig into places that, you know, I can't push as hard with my thumb as I can with the hook. So I will use that. I also take, there's these two little knobs on the inside of one of the hooks, and I actually take that at the base of my skull as well, and that feels really, really good. I love the hook. We just got this probably about 6 months ago, and it just rests on the side of our couch. I usually forget that it's there, and it can go over a door, or you can put it on a door handle. It's just really, really convenient. The next one that we have is the R8 Roll Recovery. Now, this particular massager comes from Boulder, Colorado. It's a local company, which I really love supporting small business when I can and when I'm able. And so I felt really good about this one. when I bought it. It is a little bit pricier. It's in the $100 range. However, just with all of the running that I was doing at the time when I got this, and just my IT band always gets tight on my right side specifically, always. So for me to drop that kind of money to really like help my IT band specifically and my calf muscles, which I'll talk about here in a minute, awesome. But the Roll Recovery Company was born in 2011 in Boulder, Colorado. The founder, Jeremy Nelson, and co-founder, Adriana Nelson, were on a mission to create a tool that was above the rest. And you guys, I promise you, they did not fall short. When I was training for a number of trail races, like I said, my girlfriend and running partner in crime would always bring her R8 so that we could hit some really highly impacted muscles after our long runs. And the R8 hits really critical spots, such as, like I was saying, the IT bands. You can get up into your glutes. It can hit your hamstrings and quads. But my calves are really probably, aside from the IT band, my favorite spot to get with the R8. So you can see a picture of this either on the R8 Roll Recovery website, on Instagram, Live Your Raw Life, or on the Live Your Raw Life website. But it's got this really strong spring in it. So you can separate the spring and separate the rollers, and then that will allow you to apply as little or as much pressure as you need to whatever muscle it is that you're rolling out. Now, I love a lot of pressure. I love whenever I get a massage, I'm like, deep tissue, like get in there and bust that shit up. But not everybody is like that. Like, for example, my husband, Isaac, he does not. He's very sensitive to massage. And so when he has something that he's using as a massager, he has to be very gentle. And so that's one thing that I do love about the R8 is you can change and adjust the pressure on a dime. It's really, really nice. So when I get into my calf muscles, I mean, you can move it around. So you're getting places that you maybe wouldn't be able to get with like a foam roller or anything else like that. It's really, really awesome. You can also get your arms with the R8. I have done this a couple times, but it's really kind of challenging for me anyway to get it on my arms by myself. And so I often don't use it for that, but it is an option. Now, they've recently changed the design than the image that you're going to see on any of the pictures on Live Your Raw Life on Instagram or on the website. So their new one is actually they've taken their foot roller and they've put that into the place of where like my it looks like rollerblade wheels really is what I think it started with. They've switched that out. So that's kind of like one little difference, but I've tried them both and I promise you they work the same. Super awesome. This one is also really convenient that you can travel with it. I do pack it a lot of times. Like I've brought it to the camper, just because after like long hikes and such, I do like to roll my muscles out. So it does travel really, really well. And that was one of the reasons why they developed this, the Nelsons, because they were internationally traveling for races and competitions and they wanted to have that massage tool with them. So is very travel friendly. The next one that we have is the PSO Right. Now, this is a new massager to us. Isaac just ordered it for me for my birthday this year, and my birthday was like mid-May. And so I've only tried it a couple times, but what is really awesome about this one is it gets really, really deep into your psoas. And that's a hard place to reach and to release. And so this massager really, you can do a number of things with it. On their website, they have a wide range of various videos that show you how to use it for different muscles, which I really like. But you can really get into both of your psoas at the same time. So your psoas runs from like the top or mid of your hip and goes down like the front of your leg. And that hip pain that oftentimes people, you know, can feel, that's typically coming from their psoas. So when you can release that and open that up, glorious. The PSO right also is really good for getting in between the shoulders. Like this morning I used it and it really got underneath my shoulder blade really well. You can use it on your hamstrings, your lower back, and your neck. It's awesome. I'm looking forward to getting a little bit more experience with it, but so far my experience has been great. The one downfall I will say to this one, it is a little bit bigger. And so I just don't feel like it travels well. So it kind of lives here at the apartment, which is why I haven't used it as much. The next one we have is called the foot wheel. And there's a lot of foot massagers out there, but I really like this one because it digs right into some really hard to reach places. And I want to talk about feet for a minute. Like, our feet simply do not get enough attention. If you are an able person, chances are you take your feet for granted. And I mean, we use them every single day. When we're upright, it bears all of our weight and it allows us to travel from one place to another. And I remember years ago watching a little segment of a show. I mean, this was years and years ago, where this woman lost her ability to use her arms and her hands. And she was able to take her life back by using her legs and feet for all the things that her arms and hands would have normally done. She, in this little segment that I was watching, she had a newborn baby and was changing the baby's diaper using her feet. It was just very mind-blowing, not only like how amazing and resilient she was, but also how our body, it's so beautiful. It really is amazing. And yeah, just so resilient. We really should take better care of our feet and then show them some love because they do a lot for us. Being a runner and an athlete, I rely on my feet every day, and so I got the foot wheel. And one of the things that I noticed, like as I was kind of researching some of this, was there are a ton of benefits to a foot massage. Some people believe that there are pressure points in our feet that are linked to various organs in our body, and that's called reflexology. And so that is one benefit to showing your feet some love. But some others is you're stimulating the nervous system, which then can decrease your stress. It can elevate your mood. So again, you know, stimulating that those endorphins in your brain. It increases circulation. It can help with the pain and various troubles that can come from plantar fasciitis. It lowers your blood pressure and can lower swelling not only in your calves and ankles, but of course in your feet as well, and alleviates any pain. Now, the next massager that I want to talk about is our foam roller. These can be found just about anywhere, you know, your box stores, big and small, any store like Scheels or Dick's or, you know, any of those places you're going to find a foam roller. I often forget that I have one. compared to the other massagers that we have, this one's just a little bit bigger, a little bit bulkier. I don't think that it travels very well. I do know people that do travel with their foam roller. We just have other ones that are smaller, and so that's usually my go-to. I store our foam roller in like the top shelf of our linen closet, which is why, because it's not always in my eyesight, that I think that I forget that I have it. But I will say the one that I do have is from Gaiam, and Gaiam is a local company as well. It's out of Louisville, Colorado, so about 10 minutes away here. And what I do love most about it is that I can cover more muscles at one time. So like I can roll out my upper back and I'm really getting a lot of muscles and hitting it all at once, where if I'm using the hook, I'm really dialing into specific muscles in my back. But also like rolling out your lats, so the side body, or rolling out like the inner thigh, those you're really getting those all at once. And so the foam roller is great for that. And when I use the foam roller on my glutes, that's when I feel like I'm getting the best massage on my glutes than some of the other devices that we have. So that those are some, you know, pros and cons to the foam roller, but definitely so many videos out there. There's so many stretching videos for the foam roller, like lots and lots of resources out there for you. Now, for all the above mentioned tools, there's, you know, so much information. There's a lot of guiding, you know, resources that you can use. There's videos, there's websites, there's just so much that can help you use each of the massagers that I've mentioned today. The last thing that I want to talk about that we have, it's not necessarily a massager, but we use it because I do find that it offers relief on some of those hard to reach back muscles. And what I want to talk about is our Chinese cupping set. Now, cupping is used in traditional Chinese medicine to remove stagnation and pain. It also is used to stimulate the flow of your qi. And the philosophy there is where there is stagnation, there is pain. Remove the stagnation, remove the pain. And there are various types of cupping. We personally use what's called dry cupping. And my favorite part about I have a few favorite parts about cupping, but what happens is the set that we have, and again, you can see these pictures so you can kind of see what I'm talking about on my platform on Instagram, Live Your Raw Life, or you can see it on the website, Live Your Raw Life, and you can search it too. But we have these, they're like plastic cups, and then you suction them onto your back, and I'm going to kind of go into that a little bit more here. But what I love most is after having the cups on for about 10, 15 minutes, when they are released, oh man, it feels so good. I just love that feeling. And then what we do after we take the cups off of our back is we follow it up with some Tiger Balm. And that Tiger Balm just really is just so nice. And just, I love the smell of it. I love how it feels. I love how it just kind of makes my muscles relax even a little bit further. And it's just awesome. Like I said, we mainly cup our back. And sometimes even our boys will ask, like, hey, can I have a little cupping session? Which I'm like, yeah, for sure. I love that. We've tried to cup like our legs, you know, those like around my ankles when I was having some of my Achilles issues, cupping like the shoulders. And you can, the set that we have specifically just doesn't necessarily work for those various parts because it's nice to have like a flat surface for it to suction to. And so it just isn't on as long as I feel like it should be to really reach the maximum benefits. There are some things you should know about cupping, like you should never put the cups on your spine. And they say that you can cup your neck. I choose not to do that because what happens is after you leave a cup on for 10 or 15 minutes, what it does, it draws blood to the surface and it just kind of removes that stagnation, which is the whole point. And so it draws the blood up to the surface. So you do have these marks on your back and they usually fade within 3 or 4 days. But I don't want this like hickey looking thing on my neck. So I oftentimes don't put it on my neck. But I did find this in regards to cupping, and this is according to the Pacific College of Health and Science. This was updated on December of 2019, and it was written by Kathleen Rashaw. And she says, and I quote, "The suction and negative pressure provided by cupping can loosen muscles, encourage blood flow, and sedate the nervous system, which makes it an excellent treatment for high blood pressure. Cupping is used to relieve back and neck pains, stiff muscles, anxiety, fatigue, migraines, rheumatism, and even cellulite. More benefits of Chinese cupping for the lungs can clear congestion from a common cold or help to control a person's asthma. In fact, Respiratory conditions are one of the most common maladies that cupping is used to relieve. Cupping's detoxifying effect on skin and circulatory system is also significant, with a visible improvement in skin color after 3 to 5 treatments. Cupping removes toxins and improves blood flow through the veins and arteries. Especially useful for athletes is cupping's potential to relieve muscle spasms. Cupping also affects the digestive system. A few benefits include an improved metabolism, relief from constipation, a healthy appetite, and stronger digestion. In 2015, a report published in the Journal of Traditional and Complementary Medicine noted cupping as an effective alternative method of treating acne, pain, facial paralysis, cervical spondylosis, and herpes zoster, end quote. There is so much information out there, and you just really need to, you know, do what works for you in regards to stretching and massage. But like I said at the beginning, the intention of this was I'm hoping that I can offer some information that's going to allow you to really find truly what works for you. I will provide links for all the mentioned massage tools in the show notes as well on the Live Your Raw Life website. So tune into those if you would like that information. If you enjoyed this week's podcast, please subscribe to the show and leave a review while you are there. Every time a review or rating is received, it opens up the platform that allows the show to reach a wider range of listeners. Your support is greatly appreciated. Thank you for tuning into this week's podcast. Thank you for your time, energy, and presence. I am grateful for you and your motivation to improve your quality of life. Heal yourself, heal the world. It's always an adventure. Adventure awaits.